This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump is en route to El Paso, Texas. Earlier, he was in Dayton, Ohio, where there were protests against his presence. The two cities lost a combined 31 lives in last weekend's mass shootings. Before leaving the White House, Mr. Trump talked gun control. Here's AP's Ed Donahue.
Before leaving the White House, the president said he has had plenty of talks with lawmakers.
Well, I'm looking to do background checks. I think background checks are important. I don't want to put guns into the hands of mentally unstable people or people with rage or hate, sick people.
The president says he is concerned about the rise of any group of hate.
Whether it's white supremacy, whether it's any other kind of supremacy, whether it's Antifa.
Gun control bills have languished in the Republican-controlled Senate, including one that would require federal background checks for all firearm sales and transfers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In Afghanistan, the Taliban has claimed responsibility for a massive car bomb explosion in Kabul today. At least 14 people were killed, scores more were wounded. Here's AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
The blast rocked most of Kabul only a day after a U.S. envoy and the Taliban reported progress in their talks on negotiating an end to the nearly 18-year war in Afghanistan. The Taliban bomber detonated his explosive-packed car at a security checkpoint outside the police headquarters in a minority Shiite neighborhood in western Kabul. A large plume of smoke rose during morning rush hour. Some nearby buildings were left in rubble. Shopkeepers later swept up broken glass. Civilian Mohammed Qasim said he was taken by surprise. I was having breakfast in a restaurant when the explosion happened, he said. Broken glass poured over us and we rushed into the street, he continued. The attack took place as many Kabul residents were busy preparing for the Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha, which begins on Sunday. I'm Karen Chamas.
More news at voanews.com online. From Washington, this is VOA News. China's currency has weakened once again, and the U.S. stock exchange, among other markets, is down sharply. China's central bank set the opening currency rate today at less than 7 yuan to the U.S. dollar, making Chinese exports cheaper. The bank earlier pledged to keep the currency level stable, but investors do not see evidence that will happen, and the United States has officially declared China a currency manipulator. Immigration raids have started at food processing plants in the U.S. state of Mississippi. Here is AP correspondent Mike Hempen with a report.
An official with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says search warrants have been executed at seven locations across Mississippi, targeting several companies. They include the Morton plant, a poultry producer, Cook Foods. The official, speaking on condition of anonymity, says owners and employees have been targeted in a federal criminal investigation. The Associated Press witnessed dozens of agents ready to process the workers inside a military facility in Flowood, Mississippi, with seven lines, one for each location. I'm Mike Hempen.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says it is alarmed by the Italian Parliament's decision to impose severe penalties on people conducting rescue operations for migrants in the Mediterranean. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The new law, originally proposed by Italy's conservative interior minister, Matteo Salvini, would impose a maximum fine of $1.1 million on any private rescue vessel that enters Italy's territorial waters. In addition, rescue ships would be automatically impounded. UN Refugee Agency spokesman Charlie Yaxley says the new law is of great concern as it could deter private vessels from helping migrants at a time when European countries have largely ended those life-saving missions.
NGOs play an invaluable role in saving the lives of refugees and migrants attempting the dangerous sea crossing to Europe. Their commitment and humanity should not be criminalized nor stigmatized.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from Geneva. John Huntsman is resigning after a two-year run as U.S. ambassador to Russia. AP's Ben Thomas on the reaction from the Kremlin.
A Russian foreign ministry official describes Huntsman as a professional, but says the political state of affairs in the U.S. made it impossible for him to fully develop bilateral ties. Huntsman says he's leaving so that he can reconnect with family and home responsibilities. Political associates say he's considering another run for governor in Utah.
That was AP's Ben Thomas. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dance, all the hits and more on